This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. To mask or not to mask? That is the question across the country as some states begin lifting the COVID-19 mask mandate, like Texas and Mississippi, but not Alabama. Not yet. Republican Governor Kay Ivey is extending the mandatory face mask order by a month. Masks will be required through April 9th.
We need to get past Easter and hopefully allow more Alabamians to get their first shot before we take a step some other states have taken to remove the mask order altogether and lift other restrictions.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
President Biden has blasted what he calls the Neanderthal thinking of not requiring masks.
We have concerns about the impact on the population.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki, vaccine expert Peter Hodes put it more bluntly.
We've already had 45,000 people lose their lives in the state of Texas. And now it's going to go up.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
That massive COVID-19 relief bill would give most Americans $1,400 direct payments. It's before the Senate now, and it's expected to pass and be sent on to President Biden, who will sign it. Republicans say the bill's too expensive, and they insisted Senate clerks read the entire 628-page bill aloud. That took all night. Then early this morning,
the Senate has adjourned until 9 a.m. this morning.
Pope Francis is breaking his year-long COVID-19 lockdown to travel to Iraq today. He'll urge the fewer and fewer Christians there to stay and help rebuild a country shattered by war. But health experts say this trip is not a good idea. The coronavirus has been surging in Iraq, and they're worried about the crowds that will likely gather to see Francis. Francis will stay through the weekend. This is AP News. There may be a Trump on the ballot next year, but we're not talking about Donald Trump. The AP's Jackie Quinn has this.
The former president's daughter-in-law and campaign advisor Lara Trump is eyeing the North Carolina Senate seat being vacated by Republican Richard Burr, according to insiders. The 38-year-old former television producer said to be getting encouragement from South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, a Trump ally who's warned the party against abandoning the former president. If Lara Trump does run, it would set up a test of Donald Trump's popularity and whether it can translate to others. Republicans say they aren't certain if Lara Trump will run, but if she does, they are certain she would win. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Dow lost 345 points yesterday. The S&P fell 51. The Nasdaq dropped 274 points. I'm Rita Foley.